Thung Nguyen is one of many Vietnamese in the U.S. watching closely as President Trump travels through Asia this week. We'll get to why in a minute, but first, a little background about Thung Nguyen. He came to the U.S. from Vietnam at age 13. As a young immigrant, he fell in with a tough crowd, like teens who were shoplifting and breaking into homes. Then at age 16, Nguyen was involved in a fatal stabbing. He was tried and convicted as an adult and served 18 years in prison. But at San Quentin, Nguyen impressed officials with his positive attitude, and when a riot broke out during a prison concert in 2006, he helped protect dozens of volunteers who had been visiting the jail.
It was a very crazy moment, but I've been through the experience of prison violence. So while thinking I need to save myself, but then I took a look around and I saw there's a lot of volunteers, and you can see the fear in their response of the riot. So immediately we form ourselves as a shield. It's like a fence. And we begin to huddle all the volunteers into the building.
That act of heroism earned Nguyen a break. It was noticed by California Governor Jerry Brown, who praised what he called Nguyen's exceptional rehabilitation. He was released from prison in 2011 and got another shot at life. One important detail, though, Nguyen isn't a U.S. citizen, and since his release, he's had to check in monthly with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. That used to be a routine event for him, even though for years he had a final order of deportation that was pending. But given President Trump's crackdown on immigrants, the October ICE check-in was anything but routine for Nguyen. He was, without explanation, escorted to a back office and had his picture taken, a necessary step before deportation.
It was almost like a moment of hopelessness because, I mean, I was a teenager when I committed my crimes. I did the best that I can to turn my life around for my family and for society, to amend for the wrong that I've done so that people do not fall into my path. And then to learn that the things I did as a juvenile, as a stupid kid, continue to haunt me. There's no mercy for people like me who was a teenager who make a mistake. I've been out for almost 6.5 years trying to survive. And then facing that moment when I go check in with no certainty of being able to come back out and come home with my wife, it's very challenging. You know, like the whole 2 weeks before I go to my check-in, I walk around the house, look at it, like the last time I'm going to see it. I have to fix all this. I have to fix all this stuff around the house, the little things that I have to do as a person who takes care of the house. And then everything that I do is almost like a last moment, even holding my wife before I check in. I even text my mom. I say, I love you, Mom. Seriously.
It's clearly upsetting. Do you feel like Governor Brown gave you mercy and now that mercy is being taken away by Washington?
The governor made me an agent of change. And ever since he released me, I continue to make sure that his decisions stay alive. But then here comes the possibility that federal law is going to take all that away. The example that he made for society, they're going to take all that away. I commit a crime. I'm subject to being punished for my crime. I did. I paid for my crime. And I'm doing the best I can to amend it. Taking me away now, it tear apart my family, my wife, my kids. It's going to lose me and there's no income.
Thung, you may know that the U.S. and Vietnamese government have this long-standing agreement that they will not try to deport those Vietnamese people who arrived in the U.S. before 1995, even if they have deportation orders. That agreement may be up for discussion with President Trump visiting Vietnam right now. How closely are you watching the president's trip, and are you looking for any signs that might guide you?
I am very closely. At this time, all Vietnamese who have final removal orders are vulnerable to be deported. Currently, there's about 40 Vietnamese in Stewart Detention Center in Georgia pending interview with the Vietnam consulate to see whether or not Vietnam is going to issue travel documents so that they are processed for deportation. Now they are detained and being deported back to Vietnam.
So, Thung, you know and you own your story of a criminal life. You admit you were part of a murder. You're now an ex-convict. The person who died, though, did not get a second chance. Why should you get a second chance?
The person that lost his life because of my reckless action, because I was stupid, that was the reason why I am continuing this work today. even though I cannot tell my victim for the wrong that I did to them, I'm sorry. I'm doing the best that I can.
Tung Nguyen, thank you very much for sharing your story with us. We wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate it.
Tung Nguyen came to the U.S. from Vietnam at age 13. He currently faces deportation.